underground preacher to the underground church. And today, we're going to continue on our healing journey with step 6, renewing. Before the new, the old must go. So it is time to unlearn, to let go of your old ways of thinking. There is no room here for pride. Be humble. Stop patting yourself in the back. But rather let people pat you in the back and say, hey, you're doing better. Don't go out to people and tell them, oh yeah, I'm so proud of myself. I'm this and that. No, leave that alone. Change your mind. Change your ways of thinking. Let people notice that you are doing better. And even then, don't try to seek out for their validation. The only one's validation that you need to be seeking out is God's. That's it. God's validation is all you are looking for. You are seeking healing to heal from that sinful habit, from whatever you're going through, sickness, disease, to go through the core of it, eradicate that sinful habit, and that will bring about healing in your life. So, let go of your ways of thinking. This is not about how you see things anymore. This is doing it the way God intends it to be. And God's way is the best because He loves you. He cares for you. He got nothing but good for you. He got nothing but love for you. So, stop following the world and start seeking God instead. Pray instead. Meditate instead. Fast instead. Listen to Christian music instead. Read your Bible instead. That is how spiritual healing takes place. By reconnecting yourself back to God. And spiritual healing is that link that you need for all the other levels to align with healing. Once you get yourself connected back to God, you heal on all the other levels. He will guide you through it. So let go of the ways of the world and embrace God's instead. Remember that it is written in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may provide what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God is calling you to renew your mind. That's what this step is about, to invite you to renew your mind. And the process of renewing your mind goes with the process of aligning yourself with God's will. Because you cannot go out running with the world and run with God at the same time. It doesn't go like that. It's like chasing two rabbits at the same time. In order to catch one, you're going to have to let go of the other. So, you either align your mind with the world or you align your mind with God through the renewing of your mind. But don't think that you can do it yourself. You have to let God usher you through it. Because it's also written in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. You're going to have to rely on Him for everything. Go to Him. Pray to Him. Develop a relationship with God. And as you develop a relationship with Him, He's going to guide you and He's going to usher you to the process of renewing your mind. All you have to do is be willing. Be willing to let go of your ways of thinking and instead replace it with God's way. And that process goes through reading your Bible, praying, meditating, fasting, listening to Christian music, praise and worship, and all that comes along into growing spiritually. You need to feed your spirit. Get connected with God and develop a relationship with Him. Feed your spirit. And if you want to understand better the importance of getting connected to God, I would invite you to listen to the message, Total Surrender. The link will be given in the description box. That message, I believe, will help you understand why surrendering to God is so important and will help you in your healing process. And whenever you're ready, you can come back and we can move on to our next step, peace. And until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church, and I'm out.